Well, Billy Byrne joins me now. Of course, the league fixtures were announced during the week for football and hurling. First of all, in football, Wexford have just two games, a split in Division 4 South and Division 4 North. Wexford have Waterford at home on Saturday, the 22nd, and then they have Carlow away 2 weeks later. And the winners of both of those sections will meet in a semi-final, and then there'll be a league final. And there's even a Shield final because of so few games. But it's different in hurling. The hurlers have a tough schedule. They have Laois at home in their first game on Sunday the 8th of May, which is a fortnight's time from tomorrow, at 1:45. They've Clare away, Kilkenny away, Antrim away, and then Dublin at home. So it's a nice row of games, Billy, but two at home and three away. And no league final this year.
No league final. It's a strange thing, really, I suppose. It's just about getting matches, and I'd say a lot of teams at this stage would be happy enough just to get some matches, you know. I suppose there was talk earlier in the year that it might be just a straight championship, but no, they're running the league. They're giving I think each team in the top divisions will have 5 matches each, so they'll be happy enough about the matches. First one, again, Laois, and I think it's a home to Laois. They'll give them, you know, I suppose they'll give Wexford a good chance to get a run out, first of all, because you can't play any practice matches, so it'll be a good match for a run out, you know. He should be out to prove something now after, you know, Eddie Brennan leaving him. So, and they're coming slowly but surely, you know, getting a lot better. So it'll be a big test for Wexford, you know. Paddy Foley, you know, up now the panel would be a big, big sort of loss for Wexford, because he had a very, very good year, you'd have to say, and has had played very well for Wexford. For his club this year, he was exceptional. He ended up being on the Wexford club team of the year at centre-back. So it's a bit of a loss, but it will give chance, I suppose, for Davy to try some of these younger players that we were talking about last year. And it'll be interesting to see how they get on, and if he'll give them a chance. I think he certainly nearly has to at this stage.
Yeah, I think we need new blood, Billy, don't we? You know, every team needs to inject new blood every year, and I think Wexford are no different. I think it'll be interesting to see, will Davy give a few of the players that have been on the fringes for the last couple of years a chance?
Yeah, and like we've saw them at underage, and that, and we think they're up to it. They just have to get game time, and game time will give them a chance to prove it, and the league will give them that this year, you know. The Laois game, as I say, the next game now would be a fire and thunder job, all right. It's down in Clare, again Clare, and the way things have been going on down there, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how we get on down there. But again, it's a big test for us. And it's a nice one to get as well, Liam. You know, coming into we're playing Laois in the first round of the championship, so we'll have an idea what they're like after playing them down here. Laois will probably gain a good bit out of it as well. But you know, we have Kilkenny. Then we're playing 3 Leinster teams in the league before we get into the championship. So you know, we won't be meeting the likes of Tipperary or Galway or Cork or any of them in the league. So it'll give us a fair indication of where we are and where we're going in the Leinster championship.
Yeah. And I suppose it's unusual. I know players have been training on their own, Billy, and I was talking to somebody from the football camp, and they say they've never been as fit. Incidentally, Nevin Rossiter is back, which and Jim Rossiter, 2 Rossiters, they're no relation, of course, they're back, which will be a boost. But maybe players won't be that unfit, Billy. It's just collectively, I suppose, training together will be the difference.
I suppose, Clayton, and the way it's gone, such a tactical game now that you have to be together to train and work out your own tactics and try and get them right for each game. So it is very important to be back training as a unit, and it's even more important to be getting games before you come into the Leinster Championship. As I say, you know, we have Laois and then Clare, and then I think we're at away to Kilkenny, which is a big one as well, and we've done very well against Kilkenny over the last couple of years. So Kilkenny will be trying to get one over, and before it comes into the championship, if we do happen to get by Laois in the first round of the championship, we have Kilkenny. So it's teams that are going to know each other pretty well before it actually comes into the championship after playing each other in the league.
In fairness, we've seen a lot of live sport, and it's kept us going, Billy. Rugby, there's new fans for rugby because we can see it. We've golf, and of course we have soccer. And you know, did the GA miss a beat, Billy, by not having games, do you think?
I'd have to agree with you on that thing. You know, I mean, if you have nothing else to participate in, bar look at other sports, you're going to be influenced by other sports, especially if you're the age of between 18 to 8 years of age. You know, you're going to be influenced by sport that's on your TV that you're able to look at, you know, 7 days a week. So we probably have, it's up to both the GAA and everyone involved in the GAA and underage teams and any teams that, you know, are probably starting a bit behind any of the two major sports as regards soccer and rugby. But again, you know, once we get back, I'm involved underage here in Gorey, and that scene is starting back on Monday night, and it's a welcome return, to be honest with you, Liam. But I will agree with you, you know, the teams that are being promoted well on television at the moment are rugby and soccer, and in fairness, the kids, when they see that, they want to play it. And even see, even snooker is on the television now, and a lot of people are interested in that as well. So, you know, I would probably have missed the beat, but you have to go by what you're asked to do as well. And in some ways, the GAA did stand up to the plate. I suppose later on last year, it was different, you know, with one or two people stepping out of line, and they probably maybe they thought that they had to do something like this. So I think that end of it, they're probably right. But yes, we are a bit behind as regards starting our games.
Yeah, I suppose I should stress, Billy, that COVID is far from gone, to be honest, and the health and safety of people is paramount. And you and me, we'll be fortunate to see those games, Billy, please God. And I suppose that'll be the downside for the Wexford supporters.
Yeah, but like even last year, you know, the fact that we were able to bring... You're able to bring live games to them, or you're able to bring it back on the radio, whatever. At least it keeps them interested in the game. They want to hear what's going on. And that's one way of carrying it through. And I think Southeast Radio done a great job on it last year. It wasn't, you mightn't been able to get to any of the games, but they certainly didn't miss too many. And it plays a vital role as regards promoting the game and the GAA. So it's nice that the games are up there. They're going to be covered live, or they're going to be covered. A lot of the big games are going to be covered starting in the league, so it's something to look forward to. And I think anyone who's involved in GAA or has any sort of inkling to get involved in it, it's nice to see it starting off, and it's starting off on a plus. I mean, if you had any sort of a game to go to today, you'd definitely be heading off to look at it in the weather that we have today. But you know, it's good that it's starting, Liam, and hopefully it'll enjoy it when it does.
Yeah, Billy, we hope to catch up with Davy Fitzgerald first week in training. He's down in Wexford since last Saturday, planning and training this week. The lads trained last night. And I suppose, what new players would you expect? Glenn Malone is committed to the hurlers. His performances in club championship would suggest maybe that he could be a starter. I'm suggesting that maybe Jack O'Connor would fill Paddy Foley's position at wing-back. There's a lot of feeling amongst us, especially those in the Southeast Radio commentary team, that Jack would be a better defender. But is there any other players that you would like to see given a chance? I know Conal Flood got one game, maybe perhaps a player like him.
Yeah, and there's been a lot, you know, if you just look back at the under-20s, like that minor team that won the Leinster title 2 years ago, there'll be a lot of them coming on stream as well. So like, I think we have very, very good forwards. That's the one thing we have. But you know, we're finding a problem that there's a lot of scores being got against us at the other end. Now, I know everyone, all 15, have to play their part, but we need to find two, maybe three players now, especially Paddy Forigon, that need to fill them gaps where we're having problems in. And, you know, the fact that there's a lot of scores being got against us, and it's not true freeze, we do at times are indisciplined on us, but I think the two championship games last year told us a lot about where we need to be as regards the game of hurling. I know it was very, very, very unusual for us the way we came out and just didn't perform in them two games. So there's a lot going to be looked at this year as regards, you know, how to start off, and the league would be a big part of that. But at all, like, there's no great final in the league as such. You're just playing your five matches. If you end up top, you basically win your league. But it's all boiling down to the championship, and where we were last year in the championship, we definitely need to try and turn that around.
Yeah, absolutely, Billy. And I think we might be fresher this year. A lot of our players played hurling and club football right up to, there was 15 players involved in the football senior semi-final a fortnight before the hurlers played. So, you know, that's not making excuses, but there's the lads, the squad should be fresher. Both squads, football and hurling squad, should be fresher this year, shouldn't they?
Well, I'd say the long rest that they're after having, you know, that's nice to be able to go out and do a bit of training on your own, but when you collectively come together, that's when you get the buzz for it, really. And as I say, this year, what happened last year is just one of these things that happened, but we just want to make sure that it doesn't happen this year. And I'd say that's where Davey will try and make his mark, that right from the word go, from the first leash game in the league in 2 weeks' time, that's where he'll be trying to lay down a marker. He'll have to look for these three or four players that we need to get for the really come up and, you know, put up a good fight against the big boys, which are well capable of doing, as we've done year previous where we come out as Leinster champions, could have been in an All-Ireland very simple, and we need to try and follow up that mantle now going forward this year.
Absolutely, Billy. Well, we as I said, if both of us live, we'll be fortunate enough to be able to go to the games, and it's nice to start. We'll be on in a fortnight's time on the 8th of May, I should say, against Sleash in Chadwick's Wexford Park at 1:45. We're away to Clare then on Saturday, Billy, and that's on at 1 o'clock, so we'll have an early start. On Sunday, yes, the 23rd, we're away to Kilkenny at 2 o'clock. On Saturday, the 5th of June, we're away to Antrim. That game's on at 3 o'clock. And then our final game will be against Dublin on the 12th of June, and that's in Chadwick's Wexford Park at 3 o'clock. So thanks for joining us, Billy. Look forward to catching up with you then, and enjoy the sunshine.
Indeed, Lee. Thank you very much.